Whatever you might think of the outcome of the Michael Jackson child molestation trial, the story of his life has always been fascinating. Our critic at large, John Powers, has these thoughts on how Jackson reflects American cultural obsessions.
When the Michael Jackson trial finally ended, seemingly the whole world was awaiting the verdict. Even Al Jazeera interrupted its cavalcade of bloody corpses to announce the deposed King of Pop's acquittal. The Jackson case had been, of course, the usual tabloid fiesta. It's the essence of modern media coverage that it milks every drop of prurience from a story, even as it moralizes about it. An entire journalistic code springs from this double helix of hypocrisy. The very cable channels that tirelessly fixated on the case's most salacious details also ran pieces mocking the media circus around it, or bemoaning that the trial was receiving so much more airtime than the, quote, serious news they were ignoring. Although I don't know many people who were interested in the specific details of the trial, most of us would rather not think about child molestation, almost everyone I know is interested in Michael Jackson. And why not? He's a great story. Social Security reform may be important, but it's got a lousy plot. The reconstruction of Iraq is an epic story, but it's so big and complex that you'd have to be smarter than I am to follow the narrative from day to day. Not so Michael Jackson. From his bad plastic surgery to the way he dangles his baby, his whole life has the vivid contours of a train wreck. Even by today's hallucinatory standards of celebrity, Jackson is the motherlode of schadenfreude-inducing follies. Neverland Ranch, oddball marriages, friendship with Liz Taylor, a chimp named Bubbles, that silly glove, the Phantom of the Opera visage, not to mention his taste for sleeping with boys. None of this can be separated from the fact that he's a brilliant musician. If his songs had not been so popular, he would be a different man. He would never have tried so flamboyantly to transcend ordinary categories, black and white, male and female, young and old. Then again, if he'd been more articulately self-conscious about his desire for total personal transformation, he might today be seen as an avant-garde figure, rather than written off as a tragic loon. Nobody was ever this mean about David Bowie. Starting from the childhood stardom that so clearly sent him off the rails, Jackson's story is so rich in poignancy and social meaning that you could spend years plumbing its depths. PhD students, start your engines. Although some like to think him a freak or a Martian, his life is fascinating precisely because he's not. The man in the mirror is actually himself a funhouse mirror, reflecting many popular American obsessions. Take Jackson's relationship to race. In making his skin ever whiter, he took the idea of the crossover artist to a crazy new level. But then again, such racial blurring is not his idea alone. You have to wonder what fantasy today's white suburban teens are chasing when they don hip-hop garb or talk about their cribs. And what about the gloved one's fetishistic interest in boyhood? Ever since the 1950s, our whole culture has worshipped youth. Jackson's obsession with Peter Pan has a special resonance in an era when the age of lost innocence grows ever younger and achievement-mad parents dream of perfecting their children. Speaking of perfection, consider that calamitous plastic surgery. Sure, he looks spectral, but Jackson's desire for total physical transformation, new hair, new skin, new features, is merely an exaggerated riff on the lessons of modern advertising. Jackson's changing look is almost a cautionary tale about modern culture's pressure to perfect one's appearance through gym work, Botox, breast implants, wrinkle removers, penis enhancement surgery, and no-carb dieting. Seeking to craft a brand new physical self, Jackson made himself not only grotesque, but seemed to annihilate his inner essence. In fact, like so many of our fabled artists, Michael Jackson is never more American than in his self-destructive manias. Just as Orson Welles and Elvis Presley expressed one aspect of our national soul, the wedding of astonishing creativity to bloated consumption, so Jackson embodies the great tradition of ill-starred utopianism. He's like the scientist Aylmer in the Hawthorne story, who destroys his wife trying to remove the birthmark that's the one flaw in her beauty. Or like Doom J. Gatsby, who invents a new self to reach a magical future that forever proves elusive. In his attempt to create a perfect new Michael, surrounded by an idealized Neverland reality, Jackson may be many things. A dreamer, a narcissist, maybe even a criminal. But it's worth remembering, he's also one of us.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and the author of Sore Winners.